In Jesus' name, Lord. And just put your Holy Spirit on Fernando using this oil. I believe that wherever I apply this oil, that it brings forth healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life over his body right now, from the top of his head to the bottom of the soles of his feet. I say, be healed in Jesus' name, because Jesus already paid the price for you to be well and for you to be healed. I command and push back anything that would want to come against the Word of God. You say to lay hands on the people, and they will recover, Lord. So we speak Jesus, Jesus unto him. Jesus, Jesus unto him. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Anything we can't even see, Lord. Your word is alive. It's powerful to the division of joints and marrow. Go throughout this body. Restore anything that needs your blessing, Jesus. We thank you when we agree, you answer us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your glory, for your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you give us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lord, I just pray for all the people that are listening, Lord. I pray for their hearing ear, Lord God, that you will enter. Well, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be in the midst of us. And Lord, we thank you, Father in heaven. We thank you, first of all, for the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. Lord God, thank you, Jesus Christ, that you left your blood here to heal us, to sanctify us, to preserve us, to make us whole, Lord. Thank you for that blood. We claim that blood of Jesus. May we put the blood of Jesus, Lord God, all over our bodies, Lord God, from the top of our heads all the way to our toes, Lord. The blood of Jesus in our fingers, our hands, Lord. May we wash, may we dip in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for healing and restoring and cleaning our souls. Thank you for healing and restoring and cleaning our hearts, our minds, Lord, our emotions. Thank you, Lord, for repairing our emotions, Lord. We thank you for the pains. We thank you for the wrongs. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for it causes us to yield to you. It causes us to seek you, Lord. And that was what we're doing, Lord. We're seeking you. And we thank you, Father in heaven. And we thank you for the wonderful water, the pure spring water that you have made for us, Lord. The water that is purified through the ocean, through your system, Lord, through the sun heating up the ocean and the clouds, and the pure clouds go up into the mountains. And the spring water is filtered through the minerals of the ground, Lord, and it comes to us. And it gives us life. It gives us life forevermore. We thank you for the water, the wonderful water that restores, the wonderful water that repairs and makes brand new, Lord. And we thank you for the word that we're about to read, Lord. We just thank you and praise your word and magnify your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have said you raise your word above your name. Lord, that your word is everything. And Lord, we honor your word right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you that you are right here with us, keeping us company and healing us and establishing us with your purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen. Reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, 14 and 16. Daniel 12.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, you better know, Siri. Sorry about that. She's hearing my voice. Daniel 12, 3. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Amen. That's from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. And those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, as the stars. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So let's go ahead and pray and ask God. Let's accept Jesus Christ on the cross. See him on the cross dying for us, taking away and sucking out of our lives all the sin, all the disaster, all the frailties, all the hate, indifference, Lord. Lord, just take all this junk out of our lives, Lord, through the cross that you died on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. You said, look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the world, Isaiah 45:22. Lord, we look unto you, we look unto you, we look unto you on the cross, that you took away all our sins, you took away all our diseases, you took away all our shame, our loneliness, you took away everything, Lord, and you gave us your sanctification. You gave us your righteousness, Lord. You gave us your wisdom, your talents, your skills. You gave us your laughter, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you did all for us. Not only did you create us, but you fixed us from the inside out. Thank you for being the light of the world inside of us. Thank you for coming in and making a difference in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, Lord. For here to eternity, for glory, we shall always be with you and reign with you. Thank you, Father, for the redemption of the cross. Thank you for the sanctification, the wisdom, and the righteousness. We can say the supply for it may not be here yet, but it will come if we should have it. In this prayer, it will surely come. Our faith is engaged and our declarations are intact, and we expect and believe in great, wonderful miracles in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because remember, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Our next scripture is in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 20. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen and amen. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. John 14:12. In Matthew 16:18-19, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. Lord, we hereby declare, we bind Satan. We declare war on sickness and disease. We declare war on loneliness and poverty. We declare war on ignorance and stupidity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you, Satan. You're bound by the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind you and cast you out of here in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus on the people of God. We plead the blood of Jesus on their souls. We plead the blood of Jesus on their emotions, on their thoughts. They are reborn, made brand new, new creatures from the inside out. New miracles, new light, new lighting. We have installed new lighting. Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit have installed new lighting, brand new lighting, a brand new battery inside the heart of man. We thank you, Lord, for this battery. We thank you for this light. And we declare it so, Lord, that we are born again. Nothing missing, nothing broken, completely whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. In John 13, 34 and 35, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." I love you. If no one has told you they love you, I love you. And I give you a hug. And I thank God for you. Thank you for your purpose in life. Thank you for looking at the cross. Together, shoulder to shoulder, we are going forward in the body of Christ. The church triumphant, singing songs of praise and victory. Hallelujah. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. Holding one another in prayer, encouraging one another, establishing each other in purpose, in word, and in deed. May the Lord bless you, beloved. Amen. And keep you. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 6, 16, and 17, it says, "Beloved, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have the boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world." Amen. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. In Hebrews 11, verses 1, 2, and 3, 33 and 34. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were translated by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens." Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Go, therefore, and teach all nations," Matthew 28:19 and 20. That was John 3:16 that I just read, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew 28:19-20. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. So I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father and in the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with being born again. I baptize you with these words that come over you and change you. I baptize you for service. I baptize you for peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Transform, made brand new for the service and the work of God. That you be abundantly supplied, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Be restored, be recovered, be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I just put your Holy Spirit on Fernando using this oil. I believe that wherever I apply this oil, that it brings forth healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life over his body right now, from the top of his head to the bottom of the soles of his feet. I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Because Jesus already paid the price for you to be well and for you to be healed. I command and push back anything that would want to come against the Word of God. You say to lay hands on the people and they will recover, Lord. So we speak Jesus, Jesus unto him. Jesus, Jesus unto him. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Anything we can't even see, Lord. Your word is alive, it's powerful to the division of joints and marrow. Go throughout this body, restore anything that needs your blessing, Jesus. We thank you when we agree, you answer us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your glory, for your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you give us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lord, I just pray for all the people that are listening, Lord. I pray for their hearing ear, Lord God, that you will enter. Well, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be in the midst of us. And Lord, we thank you, Father in heaven. We thank you, first of all, for the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. Lord God, thank you, Jesus Christ, that you left your blood here to heal us, to sanctify us, to preserve us, to make us whole, Lord. Thank you for that blood. We claim that blood of Jesus. May we put the blood of Jesus, Lord God, all over our bodies, Lord God. From the top of our heads all the way to our toes, Lord. The blood of Jesus in our fingers, our hands, Lord. May we wash. May we dip in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for healing and restoring and cleaning our souls. Thank you for healing and restoring and cleaning our hearts, our minds, Lord, our emotions. Thank you, Lord, for repairing our emotions, Lord. We thank you for the pains. We thank you for the wrongs. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for it causes us to yield to you. It causes us to seek you, Lord. And that was what we're doing, Lord. We're seeking you. And we thank you, Father in heaven. And we thank you for the wonderful water, the pure spring water that you have made for us, Lord. The water that is purified through the ocean, through your system, Lord, through the sun heating up the ocean and the clouds, and the pure clouds go up into the mountains. And the spring water is filtered through the minerals of the ground, Lord, and it comes to us. And it gives us life. It gives us life forevermore. We thank you for the water, the wonderful water that restores, the wonderful water that repairs, that makes brand new, Lord. And we thank you for the word that we're about to read, Lord. We just thank you and praise your word and magnify your word Thank you, Lord, that you have said you raise your word above your name. Lord, that your word is everything. And Lord, we honor your word right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you that you are right here with us, keeping us company and healing us and establishing us with your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, 14 and 16. Daniel 12.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, you better know, Siri. Sorry about that. She's hearing my voice. Daniel 12:3. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Amen. That's from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. "And those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, as the stars. And they that turn many to righteousness, as the stars forever and ever." So let's go ahead and pray and ask God. Let's accept Jesus Christ on the cross. See him on the cross dying for us, taking away and sucking out of our lives all the sin, all the disaster, all the frailties, all the hate, indifference, Lord. Lord, just take all this junk out of our lives, Lord, through the cross that you died on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. You said, "Look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the world," Isaiah 45:22. Lord, we look unto you, we look unto you, we look unto you on the cross, that you took away all our sins, you took away all our diseases, you took away all our shame, our loneliness, you took away everything, Lord. And you gave us your sanctification. You gave us your righteousness, Lord. You gave us your wisdom, your talents, your skills. You gave us your laughter, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you did all for us. Not only did you create us, but you fixed us from the inside out. Thank you for being the light of the world inside of us. Thank you for coming in and making a difference in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, Lord. For here to eternity, for glory, we shall always be with you and reign with you. Thank you, Father, for the redemption of the cross. Thank you for the sanctification, the wisdom, and the righteousness. We can say the supply for it may not be here yet, but it will come if we should have it. In this prayer, it will surely come. Our faith is engaged and our declarations are intact, and we expect and believe in great, wonderful miracles in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because remember, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Our next scripture is in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 20. "And he said unto them, Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen and amen. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. John 14:12. In Matthew 16:18-19, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. Lord, we hereby declare, we bind Satan. We declare war on sickness and disease. We declare war on loneliness and poverty. We declare war on ignorance and stupidity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you, Satan. You're bound by the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind you and cast you out of here in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus on the people of God. We plead the blood of Jesus on their souls. We plead the blood of Jesus on their emotions, on their thoughts. They are reborn, made brand new. New creatures from the inside out. New miracles, new light, new lighting. We have installed new lighting. Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit have installed new lighting, brand new lighting, a brand new battery inside the heart of man. We thank you, Lord, for this battery. We thank you for this light. And we declare it so, Lord, that we are born again. Nothing missing, nothing broken, completely whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. In John 13:34-35, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. I love you. If no one has told you they love you, I love you. And I give you a hug. And I thank God for you. Thank you for your purpose in life. Thank you for looking at the cross. Together, shoulder to shoulder, we are going forward in the body of Christ. The church triumphant, singing songs of praise and victory. Hallelujah. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. Holding one another in prayer, encouraging one another, establishing each other in purpose, in word, and in deed. May the Lord bless you, beloved. Amen. And keep you. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 6, 16, and 17, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have the boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. 1 John 5:4-5 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And Hebrews 11, verses 1, 2, and 3, 33 and 34. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were translated by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. That was John 3:16 that I just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. So I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father and in the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in the Holy Spirit I baptize you. With being born again, I baptize you with these words that come over you and change you. I baptize you for service. I baptize you for peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Transform, made brand new for the service and the work of God. That you be abundantly supplied, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Be restored, be recovered. Be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I just put your Holy Spirit on Fernando using this oil. I believe that wherever I apply this oil, that it brings forth healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak life over his body right now, from the top of his head to the bottom of the soles of his feet, I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Because Jesus already paid the price for you to be well and for you to be healed. I command and push back anything that would want to come against the word of God. You say to lay hands on the people and they will recover, Lord. So we speak Jesus. Jesus unto him. Jesus, Jesus unto him. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Anything we can't even see, Lord. Your word is alive. It's powerful to the division of joints and marrow. Go throughout this body. Restore anything that needs your blessing, Jesus. We thank you when we agree. You answer us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your glory, for your people. Thank you, Lord God, that you give us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lord, I just pray for all the people that are listening, Lord. I pray for their hearing ear, Lord God, that you will enter. Well, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will be in the midst of us. And Lord, we thank you, Father in heaven. We thank you, first of all, for the blood of Jesus, the blood that Jesus spilled on the cross. Lord God, thank you, Jesus Christ, that you left your blood here to heal us, to sanctify us, to preserve us, to make us whole, Lord. Thank you for that blood. We claim that blood of Jesus. May we put the blood of Jesus Lord God, all over our bodies, Lord God, from the top of our heads all the way to our toes, Lord. The blood of Jesus in our fingers, our hands, Lord. May we wash, may we dip in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for healing and restoring and cleaning our souls. Thank you for healing and restoring and cleaning our hearts, our minds, Lord, our emotions. Thank you, Lord, for repairing our emotions, Lord. We thank you for the pains. We thank you for the wrongs. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, for it causes us to yield to you. It causes us to seek you, Lord. And that was what we're doing, Lord. We're seeking you. And we thank you, Father in heaven. And we thank you for the wonderful water, the pure spring water that you have made for us, Lord. The water that is purified through the ocean, through your system, Lord, through the sun heating up the ocean and the clouds, and the pure clouds go up into the mountains. And the spring water is filtered through the minerals of the ground, Lord, and it comes to us. And it gives us life. It gives us life forevermore. We thank you for the water, the wonderful water that restores, the wonderful water that repairs and makes brand new, Lord. And we thank you for the word that we're about to read, Lord. We just thank you and praise your word and magnify your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have said you raise your word above your name, Lord, that your word is everything. And Lord, we honor your word right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you that you are right here with us, keeping us company and healing us and establishing us with your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, 14 and 16. Daniel 12.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, you better know, Siri. Sorry about that. She's hearing my voice. Daniel 12, 3. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Amen. That's from the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3. "And those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, as the stars. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So let's go ahead and pray and ask God. Let's accept Jesus Christ on the cross. See him on the cross dying for us, taking away and sucking out of our lives all the sin, all the disaster, all the frailties, all the hate, indifference, Lord. Lord, just take all this junk out of our lives, Lord, through the cross that you died on the cross for us, Lord Jesus. You said, "Look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the world," Isaiah 45, 22. Lord, we look unto you, we look unto you, we look unto you on the cross, that you took away all our sins, you took away all our diseases, you took away all our shame, our loneliness, you took away everything, Lord. And you gave us your sanctification. You gave us your righteousness, Lord. You gave us your wisdom, your talents, your skills. You gave us your laughter, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, you did all for us. Not only did you create us, but you fixed us from the inside out. Thank you for being the light of the world inside of us. Thank you for coming in and making a difference in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, Lord. For here to eternity, for glory, we shall always be with you and reign with you. Thank you, Father, for the redemption of the cross. Thank you for the sanctification, the wisdom, and the righteousness. We can say, The supply for it may not be here yet, but it will come if we should have it. In this prayer, it will surely come. Our faith is engaged and our declarations are intact, and we expect and believe in great, wonderful miracles in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because remember, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Our next scripture is in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 20. And he said unto them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And the apostles went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen and amen. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts 1:8. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. John 14:12. In Matthew 16:18 and 19, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Amen. Lord, we hereby declare, we bind Satan. We declare war on sickness and disease. We declare war on loneliness and poverty. We declare war on ignorance and stupidity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you, Satan. You're bound by the blood of Jesus Christ. We bind you and cast you out of here in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus on the people of God. We plead the blood of Jesus on their souls. We plead the blood of Jesus on their emotions, on their thoughts. They are reborn, made brand new, new creatures from the inside out. New miracles, new light, new lighting. We have installed new lighting. Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit have installed new lighting, brand new lighting. A brand new battery inside the heart of man. We thank you, Lord, for this battery. We thank you for this light. And we declare it so, Lord, that we are born again. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Completely whole in Christ Jesus. Amen. In John 13, 34 and 35, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. I love you. If no one has told you they love you, I love you. And I give you a hug, and I thank God for you. Thank you for your purpose in life. Thank you for looking at the cross together, shoulder to shoulder, We are going forward in the body of Christ. The church triumphant, singing songs of praise and victory. Hallelujah. We are victorious in Christ Jesus, holding one another in prayer, encouraging one another, establishing each other in purpose, in word, and in deed. May the Lord bless you, beloved. Amen. And keep you. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 6, 16, and 17, it says, Beloved, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have the boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. In Hebrews 11, verses 1, 2, and 3, 33 and 34. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were translated by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Matthew 5:13, you are the salt of the earth. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, Matthew 28:19 and 20. That was John 3:16 that I just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew 28:19 and 20, Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Amen. So I hereby baptize you in the name of the Father and in the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and in the Holy Spirit. I baptize you with being born again. I baptize you with these words that come over you and change you. I baptize you for service. I baptize you for peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Transform, made brand new for the service and the work of God. That you be abundantly supplied, nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Be restored, be recovered, be renewed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.